into this. Quarterbacks for 2013, ranking them according to Athlon Sports. I'm going to start at the top or the bottom. Start at 14.
Uh-oh.
I'll tell you what, let's start at 1. Number 1 is easy, right? Johnny Manziel, according to this list. Johnny Manziel, the top quarterback coming back for 2013.
Right.
JJ said he'll even have better numbers next year.
I don't think so.
I don't either.
No way. He might. Now, he is a phenomenal talent, but first of all, they lost the OC, Kingsbury, to Texas Tech. So,
Well, Joakim's going to be taken first in the draft, probably.
Yeah, exactly. So some of the continuity is going to be gone, and then at the same time, he's not going to have that surprise factor that he had last year. So, but I think he's still a heck of a football player, though, no doubt.
A.J. McCarron probably will not be with his hot girlfriend again next year. She's opened up a whole new Pandora's box of opportunities. But he will be back at Alabama, and he's picked as the number two quarterback going into the season. Aaron Murray at Georgia, a guy who – I guess I don't even remember what his numbers were like last year, but he was a guy that was thought about as maybe a fringe Heisman guy like Tyler Wilson and did not really get in the conversation past about week 4.
I know, and I probably would have put Aaron Murray a little bit ahead of A.J. McCarron. I think A.J. McCarron is on a really great team, on a really great program, but he doesn't really just jump out at me. I thought Aaron Murray probably is a better pro prospect than
Aaron Murray. What Aaron Murray does well is not sexy. That's the thing for him.
Right.
He holds the Georgia school record for passing efficiency, and he finished second in the nation last year with a 174.82 rating. He did throw for 3,893 yards, though.
Yeah, but I think his deal was just his team just didn't do as well, I think, as people thought. But I think he's an excellent top-tier SEC-level quarterback.
He quietly had a fantastic – I mean, we didn't talk about him hardly at all, and he had a great year.
Yeah, but I think – did they lose they lost the game early or something, though, didn't they? Like
Well, think about it. I mean, they were in it at the end. I mean, to go to the national, well, at least to be in the conversation, they had Alabama on the ropes.
Yeah.
Am I right?
I'm trying to remember now.
Didn't they not play Alabama in the SEC championship game down to the wire?
Yeah.
And the kid.
Oh, yeah.
Remember the play at the end of the game?
Yeah. You were right about that.
It was a funky end of the game. But, yeah, Murray had a great year. Connor Shaw is back. We were talking about this yesterday, and Steve Spurrier is commonly thought of as one of the great coaches in America, and there's no argument there, I don't think. But the fact that he has not had elite quarterback play really at all since he's been at South Carolina, and he's still been able to win a bunch of games, and he's doing it on defense and running the football, he has completely changed his philosophy. It's like Michael Jordan late in his career. Went to being a great jump shooter, man, or having to do things a little bit differently. But it is amazing how successful they've been without great quarterback play.
The guy can coach. I mean, he coaches the guys that he has, and I think that But Connor Shaw, I think the difference with him, he's just a phenomenal athlete, and he can make plays once things start to break down. And, you know, but at the end of the day, the old ball coach is the old ball coach.
I would take this guy ahead of Connor Shaw. Tyler Russell, they have listed at number 5, the quarterback of Mississippi State. I think he's a great pro-style quarterback, had a really good year last year, had a great first half of the season, and then his whole team fell off in the second half. And, again, you probably get too much credit and too much blame as the quarterback. So as the team goes down, so does your perception and the way people think of you. Bo Wallace at 6, talking about guys who run it well and throw it well. Certainly a great dual-threat quarterback. Did not have gaudy numbers last year, but a very solid outing in the first year under Hugh Freeze. Zach Mettenberger at LSU, number 7. Very disappointing season, I would think, for him last year. 13 starts, 2,600 yards, 12 touchdowns, 7 interceptions. Certainly a lot of room for improvement next year.
I just couldn't figure out what he did well. You know, because I thought
he was hyped like crazy.
Yeah, to throw the ball, and I think everybody thought that he was going to come in and he was going to give the LSU the added dimension of passing the ball, but, you know, I just couldn't really figure out. I mean, he looks great in his uniform. He's a big, good-looking kid, but he just didn't do anything well last year, I didn't think.
His name could be Jeff Driscoll. Big, good-looking kid with all kinds of hype. Right. Has not lived up to the hype yet.
Right.
He's number 8 on the list. Number 9, James Franklin, kid of Missouri that took a step backwards last year after a big year the previous year, and certainly very talented, but he's very much in a battle right now. They've got 3 quarterbacks that are vying for position, and apparently their spring game, nobody bore themselves out as the clear-cut starter going into the fall.
Yeah, and Franklin was a big get for Missouri when they got him. I think he's like out of Sulphur Springs, Texas, or somewhere like that.
Corinth Lake, wherever that is.
Yeah, and so, you know, the deal with Missouri is that they're, you know, like everybody else in that SEC, man, they're fighting and jockeying for position, and you got to have somebody out there leading your team that's, you know, an SEC-level performer.
Number 10 on the list, a guy who I didn't even think about. When I think about Vanderbilt's quarterback, I think about Aaron Rodgers' kid brother, but Austin Carter Samuels ranked at number 10. The senior to be from San Jose, star at Wyoming before transferring to Vandy, earned Mountain West Freshman of the Year honors in 2009. Very talented, and certainly that seems to be a program on the rise. We are at number 11 now, and we are at the quarterback for Kentucky, Jalen Whitlow, the sophomore. He attempted 161 passes last year. That's about the most I could say. New coaching staff, we'll see. Justin Worley at Tennessee, another new coaching staff. And at number 13 on the list, we finally get to the University of Arkansas's projected starter for the fall, Brandon Allen. According to Athlon Sports, the 13th best of 14 starting quarterbacks going into the fall camp. This should be a huge red flag about expectations for the coming season. And last on the list, another guy with Arkansas ties, the junior at Auburn, Kyle Frazier. Certainly a young man who is much better suited to Gus Malzahn as a guy calling the shots versus whatever the hell they were doing on offense last year, because it didn't work for Kyle or anybody else playing quarterback.
Man, where is
Hey, Dad, have you heard about the awesome deal going on at Eagle Hill Golf and Athletic Club and her?